It's called Project Search, and for the past year, it's been both school and workplace for these 8 interns. Their disabilities range from autism to Down syndrome. About half an hour before the ceremony, they chattered nervously in their classroom, helping each other with corsages and boutonnieres and draping blue sashes over white shirts and black slacks. 20-year-old Jenny Mayfield says she's ready to face the world now that she's finished hospital rotations in housekeeping, food service, waste management, and transportation.
I start my new job at Clichy Club.
That's her mother, Liz Barker, prompting her a bit about the new housekeeping job at a country club. Barker also directs special education for the Hartford School District, which sends students to Project Search. Barker says her daughter and her friends have learned a lot this year.
It's almost indescribable. It's a level of maturity that they don't, that students like this don't necessarily show from a school-based program. They know that what they do is important, that they are part of a workforce, and they rise to the challenge.
Okay, last words. You all deserve this moment.
Their teacher, Laureen Blum, tears up as she offers something like a final benediction.
The job sites are going to love to hear the speeches that you wrote.
Blum is referring to the short thank you notes that the students read to their hospital supervisors in the audience before they got their program certificates. Here's an excerpt of a thank you note written by Matt Sampson, who worked in the endoscopy lab.
I worked part-time at a garage, but I would like to work at a place like DHMC a lot better. Someday I would like to get married and own my own house. I need a good job that will help me reach that goal. Thank you, everyone, and endoscopy for letting me work with you.
The graduates received awards and also gave them to the hospital workers they said were most helpful. They chose Steve Benson, a gastroenterologist, to give the keynote speech. Benson congratulated them on their hard work.
You've learned about reliability and dependability, social skills, communication skills, budgeting and money management, interviewing skills, getting around the workplace, and this is a very big workplace to learn to get around.
Benson noted that Dartmouth Medical School has recently been renamed the Geisel School of Medicine after Dartmouth alum Theodore Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss. Benson took a page from a Seuss book to hand out parting advice.
You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way.
The adventuresome graduates are already planning an alumni trip in 2014 to Disney World. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.